Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's your boy, DJ Gaffney, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy, the boss of Brother Lit. You're listening to WBNG Radio Show with DJ Gaffney. Today, I guess, is the one and only fashion. You know, I'm about to get that right. She's a custom design house from New York City. And her name is Gina Von D. Welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gina, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine,
hello?
My sister, once again. I hear you fine. Yeah. What are you saying? Hello and all that? I hear you. We on. We're on. You're on the WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. And my guest today is Gina Von D. So once again, Gina, welcome to the show. All right, everybody, Gina's an old friend of mine. We've known each other for years, grew up in the same area in New York. I'm so happy to have her on the show. Been a fan of hers and her work for quite a few years, and just happy that she's finally getting the recognition for the hard work that she's put in her craft. So, Gina, man, what's going on? Happy Friday and all that good stuff. All right, now, wait a minute. I'm having a problem hearing you now. I heard you good a minute ago. You on a hands-free device, Bluetooth or something, or?
I'm on.
Yeah, because I can hardly hear you. I hope we don't have a bad signal. If we do, you can hang up and call back in, but like I can barely hear you, and I know my listeners can't hear as well.
Is that better?
It's getting better. I don't know what you're doing. It's getting better.
I'm not doing. I'm sitting still. I have you on speakerphone on myself. Is that okay?
That's probably what it is.
Okay.
I want to make sure you're coming through loud and clear.
Yeah, you perfect.
All right. I'm hearing you pretty good now, but I know the quality of this show is going out over the internet. And.
Okay.
I can tell.
Log in online, perhaps?
No, you're better now. I know what you just did. You're clear. I hear you fine now.
Okay, I'm not going to move.
All right. All right, once again, everybody, it's WBMG Radio Show with Gina Von D. Gina, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. As I said earlier, happy Friday. You know we love you. Finally got a chance to get you on, and happy that you're getting some of the recognition that you deserve for the hard work. For the people out there that don't know you, tell us a bit about, you know, where you're from and what it is that you do.
Well, Jeff, I've been designing practically all my life. Since I'm about 6 years old, I've been sewing. My mom was an awesome teacher, came out of the upholstery business where I watched her as I was growing up, work out of our basement in our home in Nyack, and she, along with her nieces and nephews, owned a upholstery and drapery making business. Nyack and Newburn connected, so I grew up visiting the textile factories that were housed in New York City at the time. To work in that end of the business. So I always had a love of it, and it was ingrained in me. So I got my first sewing machine at 6. Didn't really start loving sewing until I got to be a teenager.
Okay.
And I had an awesome moment back in 19. It was during the bicentennial celebration. I was down in Baltimore, Maryland, and a friend of mine. We were hanging out one day, and she just said, "Hey, we saw a flyer for a fashion show that was going to be at a local high school, and we asked permission to go. I think it was like 15, and it was called Up from Freedom." And
okay.
it told about 200 years of Black fashion in the United States. And that show inspired me so much. I just said, I'm going home, and this is what I'm going to do.
All right. So that sounds like how you got very interested in the business. But once again, we skipped over that. Where are you from again? I need everybody to know where you're from. Because I know you're living in Memphis now. But where are you from?
I was born in Harlem, New York, and okay. I was raised in Nyack, Rockland County, New York. Beautiful Rockland County, and I owe a lot to Rockland. I love Rockland.
How about big stuff in Rockland County? We're at in Rockland. We want to be simply
Yes, it was the back door. It was like basically right next door to New York City. It was 20 minutes on the George Washington Bridge, so we had the best of all the worlds. You know, you're 15 minutes from Westchester and, you know, 20 minutes from Jersey, so you had the best of all of it. But I grew up with the textiles and going to Fabric District and the Garment District in New York City, attended FIT as a continuing ed student for 5 years. Loved it, loved their program. It was just like the industry. You saw so much hustle and bustle. The real garment industry, a lot. It's not like it is today, but.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You gotta let me ask you some of these questions. You're telling me all of this stuff. You got to let me ask the questions. All right. So you grew up in Rockland County. Did you say Nyack? Because I thought you were from Nyack.
Yes, I'm from Nyack. Yes. Nyack,
okay, Nyack, New York. Big shout out to Nyack, New York. That is in Rockland County, and that's where you grew up. Where did you go to high school at? Did you go to high school at Nyack High School?
Yes, absolutely. Graduated Nyack Senior High School. Yep.
All right.
And a long time ago.
All right, so after graduation, and I'm going to cut you off, but I'm trying to get my questions in. So after Nyack High School, you graduate. And what do you do? Because I've seen on your bio that you went to fashion school. So after you graduated high school, how do you end up in this well-renowned fashion school in New York City? Where did you go, and how did you end up there?
Well, actually, I took a different route before I went to FIT. I found out about a small program that was in the city of San Francisco on the West Coast. And I had relatives that lived out there. And so it was just a matter of applying. It was a one-year program. It was called the San Francisco School of Fashion and Design, right on the corner of Jones and Market. If anyone is familiar with Market Street, is like Broadway in San Francisco. So very enlightening experience, yeah. And under the director of the school, who's an awesome inspiration and teacher, Mr. Gambi Tanaka, Japanese, and just had an awesome sense of color, turned me on to design houses such as Kama de Garçon, under the direction of Ray Kawakubo, who I actually named my daughter. Her middle name is Ray, spelled R-E-I. So, So I did the one-year program there before coming back to New York. And from there, I think it was about a year and a half later, I decided I was working a factory job. It wasn't happening. but I had a child to support. And I just said, you know what, I've always loved doing sewing, and I was still sewing. So I said, let me just go back and just tone up those skills and hone those skills even more. So I enrolled in their continuing ed classes at FIT. I think the design program was actually full at the time, so you had to go in under either pattern making or something like that. So I chose pattern making and business. So that's where I was really curious, not just about fashion design, but about the business of fashion. So it was very informative. I still carry those fashion design, house, and business knowledge even to this day.
All right, now you say fashion, you said FIT, that's the Fashion Institute of Technology in Manhattan. I believe it's about 27th or 28th, somewhere in lower Manhattan, right?
27th Street, 227 West 27th Street, to be exact, yes.
All right, Fashion Institute of Technology in Manhattan. A lot of famous designers have went to that school. They're known worldwide. How was that experience? You said you had went to school out in San Francisco as well, but how was that experience in FIT? And then how was that? How have you carried what you learned there with you as you continued your career?
Well, basically, one of the things I learned is that you don't have to have a degree in fashion to be successful in business. Most of the people I know who are even big names, they don't necessarily have the degree or the background in fashion per se, but you have to have the business knowledge. And so my experience was even just learning, understanding construction of garments and how in the manufacturing process, why you get charged certain prices, like every stitch that they make and every buttonhole or zipper that's added or everything that's complex and the fabric you use have a lot to do with the pricing of the garments in manufacturing. So I learned all of that. Even how a basic manufacturing showroom works, how to repair machines and understand how they work. Even if you're not going to be a good machine operator or a seamstress in that business, it's still good to know that when you have your own business that you still need to know what they know or a little bit of something so that you can, you know, you need to watch them.
Okay.
And you need to understand.
So you graduate from high school, you go out to – sorry to cut you off. You graduate from high school, you go out to San Francisco – you're at a fashion school out there. You come back to New York, and you attend FIT. Now, after leaving FIT, did you, you know, what were your goals? What were your plans? I mean, you graduate, you leave FIT. You know, you're looking to get in the fashion industry. You're looking to be a designer. You know, what were your plans once you left school?
I didn't have any plans per se. I just kind of like went with my heart because I've always had to like have a full-time job. But if it's something you love and you're that artist, you're going to do it. You're going to figure out a way to do it somehow. And so in a sense, I fell into – actually, I worked for about 3 days in the garment industry for
–
it was I took a course. It was just like a small course over at Parsons School of Design. They had a satellite in Westchester at Westchester Community College. And there, my professor for that course, he was actually the assistant designer for a house out of New York City by the name of Janet Russo. So the pattern maker quit, and they had this opening. He said, well, why don't you come on and try it? So I tried it for 3 days, and it was during the time it was a winter break from my full-time job. So I realized it was not for me. It wasn't for me, but I saw the ends, and that business, the business at the time, it paid very poorly. You know, you basically, to get your foot in the door, you pick up pins, literally, or you become a gopher.
Right.
But you learn about the business from the inside out. And I actually started doing weddings. I fell into the wedding business, and I had
Hold on a second. You're getting ahead of me right now. So you actually tried to get in the business working in fashion when you leave school. Now, before you say you started doing weddings, when do you actually start designing or making clothes for people, you know, because I want to go to the, I don't want to fast forward past, you know, your school or right to what you're doing. But how did you actually get into making clothes and becoming a designer? You know, did you advertise? Did people ask you to do things? Did you do fashion shows? Did you work with other design houses? What did you do to actually get in the business where you started designing for people?
Right out of my bedroom, Jeff. It was right out of, literally, it was just something I always loved doing. So even in high school, I was always the one, if we had to make during a semester, we were responsible for one piece garment, I would have like six ensembles done in that same time period. And when I went to FIP as well, it was the same thing. I was always asked to step up and actually teach the class. And I had one of my instructors asked me to strongly consider going into teaching. She said I was so good at it.
Wow.
Yeah, when she didn't show up for class, it was like, can you teach the class today, please? You know, teacher's not here today. So, but it just happened. I think the shining moment was when a girlfriend asked me to make her wedding gown. And I was just like, really? And I had made other garments. You know, I started actually sewing for clients at 16, but I hadn't honed the design skills to make patterns. And so that was once I learned how to make patterns and drape my own patterns, the design aspect took off a lot better.
All right, so you start doing stuff at home. You start sewing at home, and people know your talent. They know you went to school. They know about your passion. And so some of your first projects were wedding parties, gowns, and things of that nature for weddings.
Absolutely.
Now, fast forward past that. Now, you're doing that type of thing. When do you decide to start the business? Because the business right now is the custom design house, Gina Von D. When is Gina Von D born and introduced to the world? How did that happen, and when was that?
You know, I guess I evolved more so, morphed into Gina Von D, which is a derivative of my full legal government name. So in case anyone is wondering, yes, it's Regina LaVon. So I go by Gina Von D. I don't know. When I guess that lightning, that moment that said, okay, people appreciate what you do. You have a gift. I've always had a love of fashion. I can't recall a certain day I woke up and said, okay, you're Gina Von D. It just evolved. I was originally known as just Regine back in the day, you know, the French owner of the nightclub, the famous Regine. So it was popular to just, you know, say Regine. Everything was French back then. But I think once I grew up in the era, you got to realize, during the height of the black designers were, you know, you had Stephen Burrows, you had Willie Smith, you had just a number, Patrick Kelly. And these were all designers who I admired growing up. And I said, okay, I have a chance. You know, I have a chance. And I just went with it. And the more I studied, the more I became engrossed in my craft. I mean, I would wake up in the middle of the night with ideas, and I would have to go to my machine in the middle of the night and just start producing stuff. You know, my bedroom was always full of fabric in the closets, and, you know, there was a time where, you know, all of that, but it was what I loved.
Okay. So, now, you told me, you were explaining to me exactly what the Gina Von D brand is, and that you don't do a lot of fashion shows. You do custom designs, custom pieces for your clients. When did you start doing shows? Because I understand you were Brooks African Print Design Challenge fashion winner recently
an
event.
Thank
kudos for that. Kudos for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will tell you this story, and it's not to sound cruel or anything, but when you understand how the fashion business works, I did a show my first big fashion show at NIAC African American Festival Day back in 1981. I realized a lot of times, depending on who you're, you have to understand who your demographic is for your clothing. It's not for everybody, and I get that. If you want something for every day, you're going to go to the local mall or what have you. But if you want a design piece that's unlike anyone else, you're going to come to someone like me and who can bring your vision to life. But I did a show when I was like 19, and you'll get a lot of applause, but you won't get the business from that. So
okay.
I decided that doing shows was not really my thing. But by word of mouth, and we didn't have social media there then at the time. So by word of mouth, that's how you got that was your brand advertising. And so I actually, you know, I'm proud to say up until, 2010 maybe, I've done over 100 weddings just by word of mouth. Over 100
okay.
weddings since I started doing weddings. And now I branched that out to doing just custom design work for the runway, Broadway, what have you. You know, clients are diverse, very diverse. I've done proms. Matter of fact, a young lady in Rockland County should be going to her prom about now. So shout out to her. And I know she looks like a sleigh princess tonight. So.
Okay. Well, listen, once again, everybody, it's WBMG Radio Show. It's DJ Gaffney. We're here with Custom Fashion House founder Gina Von D, talking about her fashion career and how it's taken off. She's given us a lot of information about how she got started and where she is now. Gina, 2018 seems to be a career year for you. I've known about you and your work for years, but it seems that you've kind of reached the next level on what you do and events that you participate in. I understand you were at the Charlotte International Fashion Week back in May. How was that event? And, you know, what did you learn from that? Because I'm sure it was a learning experience. How was that event? What exactly did you learn about yourself and your designs and Gina Von D at that event?
I learned a lot, and it was a great experience because what I said before is like when you're in front of an audience just doing a regular show, this was an actual event geared at and for people in the fashion business. And so under the direction of an Anthony Simmons, who's actually a brother from Harlem, who now resides in Charlotte, his fashion house actually sponsors other designers and gets them to Fashion Week in New York as well. So it was an awesome just to get the invite to do the show, which was held in Charlotte on May 11th. And it was like 17 designers coming together. So not only was I one of the featured designers, but it gave me a chance to look at other designers and say, wow, you know, I can up my game. And wow, I love what I do. And the audience appreciation for what I do was just apparent. You know, I got rounds of applause, and so that's always refreshing, and then you get your name out there all the more, and that worked really, really well. But I'm like, okay, watch out, because I'm ready for some more dynamite stuff to just make it happen. I'm looking forward to the Fashion Week.
Okay.
Actually, I got an invitation to do, from that show, I got an invitation to do 4 more shows this year. I politely declined because you can't do everything and be everywhere. I still have customers that I have to service for this year still coming up that, you know, well in advance.
Well, congratulations on those invites. It's nice to see people noticing your work. As I said, congratulations on those invites. It's nice to see people noticing your work and inviting you and giving you opportunities to come and show some of the pieces. Now I'm going to talk about the Brooks African Print Design Challenge that you participated in. It says you were the winner in the Brooks African Print Design Challenge, and it was an African print fashion show, and Tell us about that event, and you know, how does it feel to be recognized and to win? Tell us about the event and the piece that you designed for that show.
Okay, awesome.
For that challenge.
Well, it was, I found out about the challenge, the African Print Design Challenge, in late December, I believe it was. It was in January. And the challenge was over January, early January, like January 3rd. So I was trying to, what it was is a two-part competition to design an African print, inspired print, upload it, and then the second part, after the winner was chosen, to design a accessory or a fashion piece using the winning fabric. And so it was a last-minute entry for me. I ended up ordering my fabric kind of late because I had Charlotte International Fashion Week to finish up some garments for. And so I got my fabric, and it was a misprint on the fabric. So I'm like, okay, I don't even have time to get this together. I was really upset. I said, okay, forget it. I'm not going to do this. And I said, you know what? The devil's a liar. I'm going to do this. They overnight expressed me the right fabric on the Wednesday before, so 3 days later the contest was over, and then I was flying out to Charlotte. I finished that garment in 3 days, and I was in it to win it, and I was really surprised that I did win. So, yes, and it was last minute. So thank you
very much.
Well,
you actually did a great job. The piece is up on your Facebook page as well as mine.
Yes.
This particular event, the Brooks African Print Design, was partnered with Spoonflower. And you had a two-part African Print Design Challenge that incorporated repeating design styles of African print. It says the first part of the challenge invited creatives to design a textile that highlights the dynamic tradition of bold and colorful patterns found in African dress. So it's an African-inspired fabric had to be used. And it had to win a competition in order to be in that position. And it was called an African Art Cloth. I see it's created by the Wellington Book.
There were over 400 entries for that part of the competition as well.
Yeah. All right, so it says during the second part, you were invited to use the winning cloth to create an original fashionable design, including clothes, accessories, and jewelry. How does that process work? Do you design clothes, accessories, and jewelry at Gina Bondi?
No. Actually, you could use either of those. You didn't have to do all three. You had to do one of the three. And I just happened, once I had the look in my mind, I didn't know what I was going to come up with. I had to actually see the fabric because I wasn't quite sure of how big the print was. But once I saw it, I was like, okay, let me touch and feel. The fabric was actually very thin. And with the wrong fabric they sent me, I actually ended up using that as a lining fabric. So it was actually a blessing in disguise. And so, and so then once I found a model, it was like, okay, what can I create? And then to create balance, I decided, you know what, it needs shoes. Something on the bottom so that it's not so heavy and it kind of balances. Because that skin is very bold and it's actually a lot going on. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to do too much, but just enough. And it worked. It worked.
You did a fantastic job. And once again, congratulations on, winning that challenge, man. I got to give you another round of applause for that.
Thank you. They will actually be presenting me with the award on the 16th of May, next Saturday. They'll be presenting me with that award. So that's another.
All right. Well, listen, make sure you show us some pictures. Now, at the conclusion of that event, it says that the Brooks Museum asked you to share your inspiration for the piece, and I'm going to read that really quick. What Gina said is, I had to touch, feel, and examine the fabric. Its full scale, texture, and vibrant color. As she goes on to say, I let it speak to me. The neck piece represents the winding, powerful ribbons of the African continent, and the neck piece, which adorns the women of its various cultures. The strapless sundress pays homage to the strong shoulders of our maternal heritage, while perfectly piped in pink, waist-defining then blossoming petals at the hip for balance and shoes to match. Gina, it's a wonderful, wonderful dress that you designed. The accents are perfect. You know, the texture of the cloth, I can tell by looking, it seems to be very, very nice. And it just shows originality that you possess when it comes to your design. Once again, everybody, DJ Gas, you listen to WBMG Radio with fashionista Gina Von D in the building. Gina, we only got 30 minutes to do the show, and we're almost up. What can people look forward to from you in the future, and how can they contact you about getting custom designs made for them?
Great question. In the future, I am trying to go abroad. I have some contacts. They're trying to get me, lure me over to Europe, which is awesome. I'd love to do some work over there.
All right.
And next, you can expect, you know, more stuff on the webpage, and I can be reached at, if you Google me, my Google page is Gina Von D Design, and I'll come right up. It comes right up. Okay, and all of my information is on there. I'm also on Instagram at Gina Von D. And you can find me on Facebook, and I'm accessible. I still have a New York number, but I'm accessible.
Yeah, you still have that New York number.
I do. I'm not held to just this area. I have clients all over the United States. And what I do is I find fit models here that will mimic my clients' body measurements, and I ship them out.
Okay. Yeah, what advice would you give to a young, aspiring fashion designer, whether it's going to be, you know, custom fashions or any type of fashion design? What advice would you give to someone with that passion just starting out?
Learn what you can about the business. Learn about sewing. Construction is so important. I'm pleased to say that my clients, they look at my work and it's clean on the inside and out. They think it's reversible. It's not, but it's just that clean. I was taught that, you know, you design for 5th Avenue, not 34th Street, so to speak, which means everything needs to be custom and clean. And that's like, just learn the business, learn how to sew, understand construction, and learn how to do pattern making, not going to a store and buying a pattern. Absolutely. It's so important. Custom fit is key. And I also, just so you know, I also do some menswear. I mean, I only stick to the waters I know. I do vests. I've done vests for men for weddings, cummerbunds, ties, custom ties to match. Generally, a lot of times you can't, in the bridal industry, you can't find the exact colors that you want for men's vests if they're still wearing the vest or the ties or the cummerbunds. So I custom do those as well. Exactly. I don't do the hard tailoring like the pants and the jackets. I send them to, I have a couple other designer friends in New York who are awesome at that, and I stay in my lane as far as that's concerned. But I love ballroom gowns. I love wedding gowns. I love all kinds of, you know, upscale clothes. So I'll be coming home real soon. I've got a shop for some fabric. And the only place to go is New York City. So I'll be flying up.
We love your work. We're proud of you. We're inspired by you. We're praying for you to continue success in what you do. But before you go, is there anything you want to say to family, friends, industry professionals, or anybody out there who's inspired or motivated you to keep going and stay true to your craft?
Yeah, absolutely. I stay true to mine, and I think that you should take whatever it is in life that you love and use it as inspiration. I love art. I'm constantly at museums. I can go 100 times. I love to use my passport and travel. I'm inspired by nature. So just take all of that in. And look for your inspiration. It comes. It does come.
Wow.
And I wish everyone
was
welcome.
Once again, you've been listening to the WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. Our guest is the one and only custom fashion designer, Gina Von D. Gina Von D is a custom women's fashion brand based in Memphis and New York. She takes inspiration from nature, travel, and art to create unique and interesting one-of-a-kind pieces to the delights of clients and fashion enthusiasts alike. Wow. I said to myself, Gina, thank you so much for being on the show. You know, I love you. Got much respect for you and what you do. You've been a friend and inspiration to me in my journey to pursue my passions as well. And I just want to thank you for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to come on and do this interview for me.
Jeff, thank you for having me, and good luck to you as well. See you soon, my brother.
All right, everybody, you've been listening to the WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby and custom design house Gina Von D. Gina, God bless. Happy Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. I look forward to seeing you when you come to New York. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, everybody, don't forget to listen to WBMG Radio Show every Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have my guests from the music industry, fashion, books, and entertainment. DJ Gatsby, I love you guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Everybody, thanks for tuning into the WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. I'm Jeff Gatsby Wilson, host of the WBMG Radio Show. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJ Gatsby X. Also, check out my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/DJ Gatsby, to watch my public access television show and see all of the great interviews that I've had with people in music, sports, fashion, entertainment, and literature. Peace, God bless, and we'll talk to you next week.